And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 2nd of October, 2014. It's the birthday of Gandhi, Mohandas Gandhi, born in Gujarat, India, 1869. He was a lawyer in South Africa on business when he was pushed off a train because he wouldn't give up his seat for a white person, and that act helped to turn him towards politics. It's the birthday of the man who said marriage is a wonderful institution, that is, if you like living in an institution, Groucho Marx, New York City, 1890. It's the birthday of the novelist Graham Greene, born Berkhamsted, England, 1904. His father was the headmaster of his school. The boy attempted suicide several times, tried running away. His parents sent him to London to see a psychoanalyst, which the boy enjoyed thoroughly. Went on to Oxford, spent a few years working as a journalist, joined the British Intelligence Service, was posted to Sierra Leone. He visited Prague during the communist takeover, Kenya during the Mau Mau uprising, Haiti under the rule of Papa Doc Duvalier, covered the Vietnam War. His first big success was Orient Express, set aboard the train headed for Istanbul. Then the heart of the matter about an English colonial policeman in Sierra Leone passed over for a promotion. His marriage is failing. His love affair makes him guilty. A local diamond smuggler is constantly manipulating him. Graham Greene, who said, "I have no talent. It's just a question of working, of being willing to put in the time." It was on this day, 1950, the comic strip Peanuts made its debut, the creation of Charles Schulz, who introduced the world to Linus, Schroeder, Lucy, Violet, Charlie Brown, Snoopy the dog. It was the most popular comic strip of all time, and Charles Schulz did all the drawing, the inking, the lettering, with no staff assistance. And it's the birthday of Wallace Stevens, born Reading, Pennsylvania, 1879. Went to law school, took a job with the Hartford Accident and Indemnity Company, where he was in charge of inspecting surety claims. His first collection of poems, Harmonium, came out when he was 43 years old. Wallace Stevens said, "Poetry and surety claims aren't as unlikely a combination as they may seem. There's nothing perfunctory about them, for each case is different." Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick entitled Late September. The leaves grow lighter and lighter, yet they fall. As the woods thin, a house becomes visible and a plume of smoke hand-feeding the wind. There's no hurry if you don't care. For 30 years, nothing new paint, but the house still stands. What is dust that we should mark if it fills our empty boots while we sleep? Children love you at first the way a dog does, but eventually they will reveal the history of your offenses in high voices that carry across the pond. Day opens and closes like a camera shutter, mechanically, with more haste than necessary. The cat lays a chipmunk at the back step. I think of its burrow, of all it hoarded, and of 9 consecutive lives without remorse. Late September by Connie Wanick from Hartley Field, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees, now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.